Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy, Hillsboro. What's up, all you mothers and fathers out there? This is Eric Pruitt, your crime writer and co-host of your favorite Sunday afternoon talk show on WCHL 97.9 The Hill, No Point. Joined as always by my lovely co-host, massage therapist and co-bartender at Yonder, Alexis Bravos. Bonjour, Alexis.
Hey, what's going on?
That's a rhetorical question.
I'm full of energy because we're going for a nature walk.
That's because you haven't come down off that LSD you took last night.
Happy
holidays.
That's illegal. Happy holidays.
Not in Oregon. We are out here on a nature walk on the brand new Tom Stevens Trail right off the Eno River State Park.
Oh-ho.
Oh-ho. And what do you hear? Is that a chainsaw that you hear?
Sounds like a chainsaw.
There's somebody felling tree. Oh, I know that lumberjack over there. It's Bob Johnson, host of the second-rated show, a radio show in all of North Carolina. Pass the hat. Bob Johnson. What's up, Bob?
Hey, what's happening? What are you guys doing out here on the Tom Stevens Nature Trail?
Tripping?
That is the best way to experience this nature trail, I got to tell you.
Put the chainsaw down.
All right, I'll join in. Because,
you
know, I've got to work off this.
What are you going to do with these trees, Bob?
Pardon me?
What are you going to do with these trees?
I'm going to, well, harvest them and take them to my sawmill and make a wonderful table for Lana, co-owner of Yonder.
That's Yonder, Yonder, Yonder at beautiful downtown Colonial AF Hillsboro, 114 West King Street, Yonder.
Hillsboro's living room.
Man, this has been a great holiday weekend for us. How's it been for you?
Well, it's fair to middling because, you know, the dinner with the family.
Hmm. How did that go?
Well, we didn't eat all of them, but it was pretty nice, you know, get together, see folks you haven't seen for a while, even though they might live next door, but get together and have some food and then leave.
Nice. Yeah. And then after that, you had a radio show that you have every Friday at the WHUP. Called Pass the Hat. How was your show this past Friday?
Oh, our show was fantastic. We got a brand new band, their very first gig ever. The band is Joan Crawford's Eyebrows.
Mm.
You are going to hear a lot from them in the future.
Oh, really?
Great show.
How
fantastic.
Do you find your guests? Because you regularly feature every week a new a local artist. Am I correct?
You are correct. Every week, a new local artist or sometimes regional touring artist. We do have a couple of promoters who will book us because they have a guest who's traveling regionally. But it's mostly local. And, you know, when Kirk Ridge approached me to do this show 8 years ago, 8.5 years ago, I thought it was going to be miserable. I thought it was going to last maybe a few weeks because how in the world are we going to get guests, musical guests, come and play for us on Friday night when they could be and should be out playing gigs for money? But it's turned out to be super easy. We stay booked about 6 months in advance. Lots of folks just come to us. Hey, we want to be on your show, and we'll find a slot for them if we like them. And then it gives me a reason to go out to all the bars and see all the music and then talk to the musicians afterwards.
Miserable and thinking it would only last a couple weeks describes exactly what got me on this show. But what time do people find your show on the radio or on the internet?
Oh, we are live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. You can find us on the internet always. All of our shows are recorded. You can go to whupfm.org, scroll down and find Pass the Hat amongst the shows, and then you can listen to all 8 years of our weekly shows.
God damn. Hey, who do you have this Friday?
This coming Friday? I don't know.
I put him on the spot. You see, that's me hitting.
I should
asking
know.
Asking the hard-hitting questions right there.
Yeah, it's hard-hitting journalism. Bob.
Well, you guys talk amongst yourselves, and I can pull it up on my phone.
Well, we can get back to you before the show ends and find out the answer to that and more hard-hitting questions.
That's right. Bob.
Oh, my goodness. It's Abigail Dowd.
Ooh.
That is going to be another fantastic show.
Did you have radio experience before you started Pass the Hat?
I listened to a lot of radio.
Local radio?
I grew up in Chapel Hill, so I listened as a kid. I listened to a lot of WCHL.
Did you listen to WXYC?
I did. In fact, a fair number of the folks who run the radio station here in Hillsborough, WHUP, got their radio experience at WXYC. My brother was also a student DJ on XYC. Wow.
Did you listen to WTAF?
That's pretty much describes my life, listening to WTAF.
Bob, what do you think is really important about local radio?
That it's local. WCHL, WCOM in Carrboro, WHEP here in Hillsborough, hyper-local. So you will hear things, both news and community-wise, and music and interview that are in your community, the folks that are making things happen in the town you live in, rather than all the great national, international stuff you hear everywhere else.
So you've got the primetime spot on Friday nights at HUP. What are some of the more obscure shows on that station that we should be tuning into, do you think?
There are so many shows of a variety. There's people that talk to dogs or talk about dogs.
Wait, really? They talk to dogs?
Uh-huh. The dogs sometimes talk back. But honestly, the best show, I think, is the one that comes on before mine. It's from 5 to 6 o'clock every Friday afternoon, and that is called the Postmodern Cocktail Hour with Tony, and it is fantastic. Tony scours the internet for interesting kind of lounge lizard cocktail music kind of music, but often it's, or usually it's covers. So it'll be... Tony Bennett doing a cover of Metallica. So you'll get two-thirds of the way through the song and think, oh, I know what song this is. And it's fantastic. He puts together a great show every week.
Does he talk about cocktails on the cocktail hour?
You think that he would, but I have bourbon in the studio every night, and I offer him bourbon every Friday, and he does not accept it. Although I know he likes a good dry martini.
Maybe it's a drug cocktail that he's...
That's entirely possible. He is a little loopy when he shows up to the show.
Uh-oh.
You yourself are something of a bourbon aficionado.
I don't know about aficionado, but I do like it.
Well, you tell it. We've heard the phrase that comes into play a lot with you, and it's called floor whiskey. You care to tell folks what that's all about?
You are aware of the fact that occasionally the Orange County ABC has an auction where you can buy the high-end whiskeys, bourbons, whatever come in. Well, the Kraken won the auction to be able to buy a very expensive bottle. I think it was Old Fitzgerald.
Old Fitzgerald.
And so I went down to the Kraken. They had posted on their social medias, hey, we got the Old Fitzgerald. And I thought, I'm going to go down and buy some Old Fitzgerald. In fact, I bought a double, $60 of bourbon in my glass. And I said thank you. And before I even had a chance to sip it, I turned away from the bar and someone recognized me from the stage area and came running up to give me a hug, knocked that glass out of my hand right down onto the ground. It broke and the whiskey went all along the floor. And Tim Smith happened to be there watching, and he's a songwriter, so of course he wrote the song Floor Whiskey, which basically a dirge. It's very sad.
Who was the person that hugged you?
You know what? I don't remember.
You've told me before.
Because I was so traumatized by the fine whiskey on the floor.
Well, that was another one of these hard-hitting questions. And speaking of hard-hitting questions, we have a jar full of them asking Alexis some advice. So why don't you guys stick around? We're going to be right back with our special guest, Bob Johnson, after a word from our last remaining sponsor. Stick around. People try to push me
The Chapel Hill Media Group is 97.9 The Hill WCHL, your hometown radio station, and chapelboro.com, your hometown online newspaper with local news.
Welcome back to News on the Hill.
Local events.
The Carrboro Music Festival is back.
Music for folks who love music. And Tar Heel Sports.
Carolina is going to go to the national championship.
Get informed and connected with your community through the Chapel Hill Media Group.
I'm Charles Blackwood, Sheriff of Orange County, and 97.9 The Hill is my hometown radio station.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Howdy, Hillsboro. Welcome back to the show, everyone. We are here on WCHL 97.9. No point. The Hill. My name is Alexis Brabos, and I'm joined with my co-host, Eric Pruitt.
What's up?
We are both bartenders at Yonder Bar in lovely downtown Hillsboro, and we're walking here on the new Tom Stevens Nature Trail. And I'm just floored by all these gnomes with the face of Tom Stevens.
Alexis is tripping.
They are. They're real. I swear. They're real. And we're here with our awesome guest, Bob Johnson. What's up, Bob?
I'm here in the woods with my two favorite bartenders in the world. And I see the gnomes as well. And they have this weird kind of magenta background to them. All of them do. It's
contact high.
We're going to answer some advice questions for better or worse here. Bob, are you ready to help us answer some advice questions?
Absolutely. I will lean towards the worse.
Sweet. If y'all have advice questions of your own, you can come into Yonder Bar and put them into the pickle bar that is on the jar.
Stick them in there.
Pickle bar on the jar. The pickle jar on the... I told you I was tripping.
Jam it in.
Pickle jar on the bar. Just shove them right in there.
It'll fit.
Be creative. Or you can enter them into our online portal.
Submit.
At chapelboro.com/howdyhillsboro.
Submit to Alexis.
All right, let's get started. Let's start off with a serious one. Dear Alexis, my brother is trans. This is our fourth holiday season, and my family consistently misgenders him. Any suggestions on how to handle this? Thank you. I mean, that's the fact that your brother keeps showing up is a testament to his, I don't know, I mean, that's, I don't know if I would be able to do it, but I would say as an ally and a sibling to your brother, you should just keep reminding your family. Don't let them get away with it. Every time they do it, say something. If he's not going to say something, then you say something.
I agree. It's hard to tell from the question whether it's malicious misgendering or just accidental, but I would tend to lean towards accidental. And
let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
Give them the benefit of the doubt. They are family. So, yeah, just you keep reminding them and make it clear that, you know, this is a hurtful thing you're doing. Please don't hurt me.
I would recommend bringing either a squirt bottle or an air horn. And every time they do this, just let that air horn fly, and immediately you will fix in 15 seconds what 4 years of damage is done.
Oh, I've heard that a little bit of ammonia in the water of the squirt bottle works really well. You splash it right on the face.
Works for cats. It should be able to work for your Uncle George.
Or cat urine.
In the bottle?
Yeah.
Also appropriate.
Air horn. You can get one at Dual Supply on King Street in lovely downtown Colonial AF Hillsboro. Dual Supply.
Can we get one for the bar? Can we get an air horn for the bar?
We have one.
Oh. We do?
I think Eric is the air horn of the bar.
All
next
right.
Next question.
Let's move on. Dear Alexis, I understand. I already know this person is really annoyed. We live in a bike-friendly community, but bikes are everywhere and often in the road where cars need to drive. I'm so tired of having someone dressed like Lance Armstrong making me go 10 miles an hour when I'm driving for a quick errand. What can I do? I understand where you're coming from, but you sound like you have some kind of like rage issues. I mean, I'm almost positive that you're behind the wheel just screaming at these people. and honking probably.
Yeah, so slow the F down. What the heck are you doing? The roads weren't just built for you. Bicyclers are out there. They have to go places too. You don't have to be trying to run them off the road. Sorry, I got carried away.
Bob, are you one of these people dressed like Lance Armstrong? Tell the truth.
No. I've been out to Brumley many times. I'm an avid mountain biker. I have metal parts in my arms because of various mountain biking wrecks.
Bob's a robot.
I now have a road bike that I don't ride on the road. I ride on things like the American Tobacco Trail because people who drive cars are crazy rageaholics.
It's true.
I mean, I feel like I'm in the minority here. If they want to take over the road, my suggestion would be, why can't we just drive on the sidewalk?
What kind of car do you drive, Eric?
And one that goes the speed limit.
You're not supposed to ride your bike on the sidewalk either. We're supposed to all be sharing the road. If I wanted to walk down the middle of the road, I should be allowed to.
Oh my God.
Is that right? I'm going to do that from now on.
I'm sorry. I can already feel myself shaking. All right. My rage is taking over.
It's building up.
Get off the road!
He's not going to be Bruce Bannon much longer.
I mean, there's nothing that you really can, quote unquote, do. And this person's asking for advice. I mean, you just really have to. I mean, it's really going to be, what, 15 seconds that you have to slow down to go around them?
My suggestion would be every time. Obviously, if this gets you worked up and you're all raged out, like before you get in the car, you should take a Xanax.
Or two.
Yeah.
I've taken three.
Or like me, if you just have a bottle of bourbon beside you in the seat.
An open bottle.
Take a shot now and then. It's good.
You heard it here. Yeah. Totally legal. Let's move on. Dear Alexis. What to do about a crazy roommate? And I just want to say that this question looks like it was written by a 3-year-old. So I don't know. This person seems like maybe it's a kid asking about their parents.
Worst roommates ever.
I've had my share of crazy roommates. I'm sure y'all have too. And yeah, that's a hard one. I would say just mostly lock them in their rooms. You can get like a padlock on the outside of their door.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
And pay very close attention to when the lease ends.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can move.
You can.
Or you could move them in the middle of the night.
You can. I had a roommate once that never did his laundry. And he would wash his towel in the kitchen sink and then hang it up on top of the refrigerator.
It takes more effort than laundry.
I know.
Doesn't make sense.
But it has the really benefit of also annoying your roommates.
It smelled terrible.
My answer would be, crazy is always a competition. If somebody comes at you with crazy, you come at them with crazier. You know? So, like, one day, have them stick the question in the jar about what they can do about their crazier roommate. Remember, it's always a competition.
Always escalate.
Yeah. You know what else is a competition? The next set of questions that we're going to answer on our next segment here at Howdy Hillsboro. How's that for segues? You stick around because we'll be right back with me, Alexis, and our special guest, Bob Johnson, right out here on the Tom Stevens Nature Trail. We'll see you in a minute.
Can I blow the air horn?
You can blow anything you want on this trail.
We are. Never mind. First I couldn't see you, then I closed my eyes. And you were tuned in. Radio Man, right on time. Radio Man, leave the world behind.
Every weeknight at 6 p.m., 97.9 The Hill gets live and local. I pull the string. It's the very best of the Chapel Hill music scene, from yesterday's classics to the great songs of today. It's live and local, the best in local music, every weekday at 6 on 97.9 The Hill. And stream us live from anywhere on chapelboro.com.
My name is Hubert Davis, and 97.9 The Hill is my hometown radio station. Mm-hmm.
Man, y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? That was our special guest here on Howdy Hillsboro, Bob Johnson, co-host of Pass the Hat. You guys know who I am. I'm Eric Pruitt, crime author and bartender at Yonder, joined as always with my co-host, Alexis, massage therapist and bartender at Yonder here on 97 The Hill. 97.9 The Hill, no point.
No point.
It's WCHL, Chapel Burr. Did I get it all? All right. Man, guess what? You want to hang out with the three of us, you have so many opportunities. Starting tonight, we have Jeremy Alder in his Sunday show. Man, that's going to be a banger. Followed by the number one rated open mic in all of North Carolina, according to Dark Yonder Magazine. Wednesday, we've got some chill vibes with Jackie. And trust me, y'all need to chill. Followed by Thursday, we've got Jazz Night with Crystal Bright and Grifonzo. That's always a really rootin' good time. But speaking of rootin' tootin' good time, on Friday, we've got Harvey Dalton Arnold as a special guest of our on our Music Maker event sponsored by Cathead. That's going to be so awesome. That's 8 to 11. And then on Saturday, Body and Soul. But Body and Soul. Get it, bitches.
That is a fantastic week of live stuff you have going on here at Yonder.
Right? That's 6 nights of goodness, and you come all 6 nights, guess what? I'll buy you a smoothie.
I thought you were going to make them a smoothie.
I will do them all. I'll do it all.
The hey, smoothie
Alexis,
has alcohol
come down
in it.
Yet? Are you still tripping?
How do you tell?
Well,
I just feel like this is the state of things. This is who I am now.
Heard. You got any more of them questions?
Oh, yeah. This will fit right in with my state of mind right now.
It'll fit.
Dear Alexis, have you ever... There's 3 questions on this piece of paper, and I'm just really
there's
curious.
Probably just one, and she's tripping.
Well, none of these are really advice, but I have to read this one. If a turtle loses its shell, is it homeless or naked?
It's dead.
It's soup.
The shell is part of its body. It's not something that it is inside. It's basically its skeleton. It's dead if it doesn't have it.
Yeah. Is it true that the turtle can feel if you touch the shell?
Absolutely.
I'm talking to you like you're a turtle expert.
I'm basically a herpetologist, yes.
You're a herpetologist?
Yeah.
Is that reptiles too?
Yes.
Did you know that if a turtle has sex, it'll die?
What have you done, Eric?
The one I screwed did.
All right, that's going to have to be edited out. What is, dear Alexis, what is a reasonable income for a family of 4? $1 million.
That's reasonable. Totally reasonable.
Right?
Yeah.
You get working. If you work hard enough, you can earn it.
And this fits right in with that. Dear Alexis, how do you balance family time and income needs?
Well, I think that our forefathers had it right by putting their children to work. Yeah. So if unless you're like one of those wokesters that don't believe children should be working, you know, that's what you do. You put them on the farm, and if you don't have a farm, send them to the factory.
Well, I only had the one father, but he preferred alcohol. Alcohol helps you deal with so many things.
Well, also, that's why you had children, or more than one anyway, because you needed them to, like, work.
Yeah, you have one to follow in your footsteps and all the rest of them to put to work, so that way when you die, that oldest kid can keep those other kids working.
Oh, family enslavement. I like this idea.
Yeah, it's like the Mennonite way.
Speaking of children, dear Alexis, what's your favorite fall-winter cocktail, and how do you make it?
Oh, this will be a good answer.
Well, I mean, mine is a room-temperature glass of gin, and in summer, sometimes I put an ice cube in it. Bob, what's your favorite fall-winter cocktail?
Well, I got to tell you, a nice handcrafted old-fashioned from Yonder has more often been my true friend than any two-legged creature I know.
Wow.
Yeah, we have over here at Yonder, 114 West King Street, we have a whole menu of seasonal cocktails, and one of them is the Drunk Uncle. It's got 2 different kinds of whiskey in it, some ancho pepper liqueur, Angostura and some Cherry Healing, and that's been a showstopper lately.
It is super tasty. I totally agree. It's kind of like a old fashioned without the citrus.
And a little spicy too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little spicy. So we have a whole menu full of classics like those. And then guess what? For the month of December, we're gonna have some holiday classics in there that are gonna be great.
You're gonna have like a pumpkin spice cocktail now?
Yeah, last year's big popular drink was called the Yippie Kaye Mother Beer, and like that one should be classic.
This year I'm working on one called Santa's Panties.
Lana's giving us a finger that makes me think that
it's like, not the finger.
No, it's a swirly finger. Like, yeah, just like a swirly finger. Yeah, I've seen that before. Anyway, hey, Bob.
Sir.
It's been so wonderful hanging out with you. If you guys want more Bob Johnson, we all do, you could go to Pass the Hat, or you could just hang out here at Yonder and wait for him to come in.
How much Bob can you handle?
That is the question.
Endless.
That is the question. Hey, we want to thank everybody for it. We want to thank Bob for joining. We want to thank everybody for listening. And I want to thank all these garden gnomes out here on the Tom Stevens Nature Trail. Join us next week when we're going to be sitting with President Barack Obama. Until then, we're so grateful to have you.
You're all set.
Fall is here, hear the yell. Back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues. Climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are